Welcome to another episode of Drivers, Sports and Leisure Research Group's podcast, highlighting the latest trends in the golf industry and profiling the individuals setting them. I'm David Klein, along with John Lass. And if you've been following trends in golf soft goods business, it's pretty evident that the sector has seen significant evolution over the last few decades with a strong orientation towards performance. Our guest today is someone who has had a unique vantage point towards understanding what performance apparel needs to be, and that motivated him to start a brand to fill some noticeable gaps. John, who do we have joining us on the first tee today?
Well, David, today we're joined by Kyle Kalick, a professional caddy at Kiawah Island's Ocean Course, who, in addition to kind of helping people navigate what I can say from personal experience is one of the most beautiful and challenging golf courses in the country, he has started a brand called Caddy Comfort, really kind of working through what he's learned and experienced in that role. Kyle, welcome to Drivers. And I want to begin with the obvious question: how and why did you decide to start this business, and what's the vision behind it?
Caddy Comfort, it was started for a guy who works outside, as a caddy, as a 4 days a week person. I've seen thousands of golfers on a daily basis show up in all types of outfits. Being a person who has some style elements in life, I wanted to create a more honest product and something that people wanted to wear, something that was suitable for the outside guy who works 12 hours a day and makes an impact on people, as in when you go to the hit balls at the driving range, whether you go play golf at 7:30 in the morning or whether you go to the bar at 8:30. I wanted to create something that was comfortable to wear for the average golfer. It's something that fit well, mainly to grow the game, as in make a product that was fair price for the consumer and also something that performed well, judging by all the modern fabric in the world today.
And you certainly have a firsthand look at that, given the variable conditions where you work. I'm curious, when you think about starting a business like this, particularly in such a crowded category like soft goods, it's never really easy. What have been the biggest challenges that you've faced, and how have things gone so far?
The biggest challenges we faced at Caddy Comfort truly has been finding a quality product at a fair price. Because a lot of golf companies in the modern era are charging absurd amount of money for the same product. So the biggest deal at Caddy Comfort for me was finding a premium product at a fair price. Because I wanted to tell the consumer that I get it, that the modern game is a very expensive habit and it's an expensive hobby. And when people go into that pro shop, I wanted them to feel as if when they left somewhere, they could have a good, valuable piece that they would wear again, but they didn't feel like they stretched themselves trying to purchase that product. So probably the biggest struggle in the beginning was finding quality products for a fair price to then in turn give the consumer what they want, which is a good quality product at a fair price. And I think finding that balance of, what type of product you're trying to sell doesn't really matter who you're selling it to. It more or less matters that quality of product matters. That cost matters. But I wanted to relay to the consumer that as a guy who's worked in the golf business, who's worked on the other side of the counter, who's also been a golf caddy, I understand all sides of the golf business. And now understanding, that manufacturing piece and bringing the element of understanding what the end consumer wants in golf. So the biggest challenge has been finding fair price products for people and allowing them to purchase them at fair prices. I think that's a common issue in the golf world. And a lot of these larger brands, they don't have those issues. And I think as a startup, those are some of the issues you run into.
I want to delve a little bit into the distribution strategy for a moment, and go deeper on what I asked previously. Clearly, when you're a young and upstart company, competing against bigger brands out there can be challenging. How have you structured the company accordingly to meet those challenges, whether it's in terms of distribution or marketing in particular?
I've made the marketing really organic, and I want to make the brand grow through the game of golf. And being a golf caddy and caddying for all types of members and public, private, top 100s, top fives, I've kind of got a pretty good idea of the landscape of golf itself. But also, understanding that getting the products to people in a timely manner is something, in our business that is difficult. And a lot of people don't understand you're trying to get the product to somebody in an effective manner that is correct. And you're trying to get them their product, what they want for their customers. And in golf today, more people are focused on, the operation, making it more about themselves, I believe. I think that the customer base in golf is more about the country club member and the guy who's buying the product, not necessarily the guy who's making the product. I think a lot of these people who are making the products don't particularly think of how it's like to sell those products to a customer or to a member. And having been on that side of the counter and hearing their complaints about what they don't have and what they want has given me a pretty good idea of when I tell you, we're going to do this type of product, I'd prefer to deliver on that product in a timely manner and get it to you so your guys and your gals can buy it at any pro shop that we're in.
And from a distribution strategy or implementation standpoint, are you relying predominantly on internal sales resources or reps, or how do you convey that to the purchasing decision makers, at the retail channels that you're selling into?
It's mainly me and my business partner are the main form of sales, and it's just us right now. We started this together, so not very many people involved in the sales besides us, which allows our story to grow organically. And we've gotten it to people because we understand the golf business, and we've been very open to people that we understand what we're trying to sell and that we're going to sell a cost-effective product. And it's a quality product because every golf shop in America, around the country, is selling a navy blue quarter zip for $180. And I figured out that that was not what I was trying to do. There's enough of those guys in the world that stamp their logo on it and they're going to make you pay $205 after tax. And I thought if it took that product 7 weeks to get there, right, that's awesome. The golf shop, they don't really care who buys it and what buys it, but not every guy wants to go buy a $180 hoodie and call his wife and say, "Hey, honey, I bought a $190 hoodie." She's probably not going to be too happy about it. So, more or less, my experience and all my time at Kiawah Island has given me some insight on how people shop. And I'd say that's a really valuable asset and what people are looking for. People want simple, I believe people are looking for simple ideas that function in day-to-day life. If you're wearing a hoodie when you go to the airport, to the grocery store, that's not golfing. But if you're a golfer, we are all always wearing golf stuff. So it more or less, people want golf in their lives, but they don't want to look like they just left the tee box. So creating Caddy Comfort at a distribution level, I wanted to distribute a product that didn't look like you just left the tee box and you could actually wear it in functional life.
So, Kyle, what's next for Caddy Comfort? Realistically speaking, where do you see the company in 5 years, and how are you going to get there? Are you going to be expanding product lines? Are you looking to come up with different SKUs? What's the future hold?
So the future of Caddy Comfort, we're looking to expand our SKUs into multiple more products, which we've already done, which helps our business as a startup, giving us some versatility, the ability to offer some more products to people, give them a more quality product, and then also we can offer the staples of the sun hoodie. I mean, obviously that sun hoodie being an SPF product, valuable in the game of golf. I think something not a lot of companies are offering and something we can offer, especially gentlemen who live in Florida and Arizona and Texas and the Carolinas. I mean, the summers here for anybody, it's not fun. So obviously offering multiple products and expanding into ways where this is a functional company. I want people to wear it because it's comfortable and that's what it's built for. It's not built for if you wear it once. It's built for you can wear it every day you play golf and it's going to look the exact same. So expanding that into professional caddies, caddy programs, future golf shops, guys that make an impact on the game, guys that spend every single day of their lives around the game of golf and also have a story to tell themselves that every day they work on a golf course and they work really hard and they have some long days, and getting that product to people out there who are in the grind, but also, you know, the common man golfer. I would prefer the lawyer, the construction worker, anybody. That's why I built the product. It's for everybody to purchase.
Can you give us a preview of some new products beyond the hoodie line?
Yeah, so we're looking into, you know, crew necks, and we're also really going pretty forward towards quarter zips, just that are, you know, SPF offering, which is a little different than some of the modern market and not that heavier material. Also offering other types of long sleeve options, a little streetwear stuff, stuff that's not so golfy, make it more fun, I'd call it. I think there's a lot more serious golf brands out there that shift their vision to more corporate life. I prefer that, but I also want people to wear stuff that is comfortable for them and something they enjoy wearing, and it has a good logo with a good story. So I'd prefer to, you know, expand into the finer of nice things with quarter zips and crew necks and stuff that's comfortable to wear, but also, you know, at a fair price as well.
Over our 30 years plus of doing research in the golf market, there's obviously been so many startups that come and go. And I've also seen a number of initially well-capitalized brands make a big splash right out of the gate and then fail to sustain that momentum, particularly in soft goods. We all share the experience of starting companies in competitive markets. And I'm curious, as you've begun this odyssey, what advice would you have for others who feel that they have the next big thing in golf? And what are some of the things that have surprised you or mistakes that they need to avoid in building this kind of a business?
I think probably the biggest thing I learned in golf starting as a kid when I was 4 years old is it's going to take everything you got. And more or less to start a golf company, my advice is it takes everything you got. The story matters. I think there's something to be said that the story of why you build something and being a golf caddy full time for 4 years has inspired me to grow within the game and offer something to people that hasn't been on the market, which is a brand for caddies, meaning it started by a caddy. It was built for people who work outside, but also for the common man. And I think staying true to your story from the beginning and not getting away from it and falling into the waves of other brands and watching what they're doing and staying on your own beat of your own drum helps you grow your brand quicker. I think being honest up front and telling people this is what we're trying to do here has gotten me very far, and offering people honest advice and saying that there's certain times when I didn't know what to do, but I knew I'd figure it out just by the sense of being in the golf world. People are very helpful. They're very nice. They're very honest. They're willing to help you, but you have to be true to yourself and have a purpose for what you're doing, because there's a lot of people out here in the market trying to make an impact. But if you're not true to yourself, it's very difficult to grow your own company.
Really great advice, and impressive to have captured that insight so early in its evolution. Kyle, we really appreciate you being with us on Drivers. Wish you the best of luck in continuing to build the business. We're rooting for you, And we'll see everybody the next time on Drivers.